Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I'm a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes. I called because we're getting charges on our account for something we never signed up for.
Okay,
So let's see if she transferred me to you.
Okay, definitely. Let's see if we can locate an account for you to see what's going on. Let me get that pulled up for us now.
Okay.
And I'm doing that for you. The computer's running a little slow. I'll be right up, sir.
All right. What's the name of this company anyway?
Yes, sir. It's according to which product you have. We'll have to look up and see which product because we represent about 200 different products.
Oh, I see.
Yes, sir. So I will have to see which product it was that you purchased. And let's get that for us here. And can you verify your first and last name for me, please?
Stanley Christian.
Thank you. And is your address 19673 West Morning Glory Street, Buckeye, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I did locate an account for the Bites Hub. It is an app that gives you healthy recipes to eat better and to feel better. It looks like someone was entering a sweepstakes to possibly win an iPad.
No.
No? And I do see where they charged you the $59.89. Is that correct?
Yes, that's one of the charges.
Okay. And I do see where it's a monthly charge. They did get you canceled to stop all future charges. But the name of the company is Bites Hub.
Bites Hub, never even heard of it.
Yes, sir. It's an app. They would email it to your inbox, all the information to be able to get that. Is that email stanchris1@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. And so this is fraud. Y'all did not make this purchase?
No, not that we know of, no. I have nothing that I want with that, no.
Okay, we do take fraud very seriously. We'll be glad to work with the local authorities, have them verify the IP address of the device that was used to make this charge, and have them open an investigation for us.
Okay.
And I do see that $59.89. Okay. We'll see what we can do to help you out with the charges. Yes, sir. I do see we could do a 25% refund.
25%?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay. Have to go elsewhere too then. Okay.
Okay. Well, you don't have to go elsewhere. I'm going to go ahead and refund you the full amount of $59.89, sir. That way you don't have to go elsewhere.
Okay.
And I'm doing that now. The $59.89 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. The account has been canceled. There'll be no future charges whatsoever. Did they give you a cancellation number when you called on the other call?
No, she didn't give me anything at all. She barely said anything to me. She just rambled on and transferred me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. No problem. Can I give you the confirmation number if you don't mind, sir?
Yes, please.
Okay. C as in Charlie, 9 2 0 4 6 2 2 9 3.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I could help with today, please?
No, thank you. That's it.
Well, awesome. Well, I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.